Good morning, good people. It is 7th July 2020. The readings are from Hosea chapter 8, verses 4 to 7, 11 to 13, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 9, verses 32 to 38. What we sow, so we reap. Our integral health depends on our thinking. Paulo Coelho, who authored the book The Alchemist, remarked, quote, "Life is garden like a garden, you reap what you sow," unquote. In the first reading, the prophet Hosea denounces the calf worship and calls Bethel the house of vanity instead of house of God. Quote, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me," unquote. Exodus 20, verse 2 and 3. People of Israel sowed the idolatry and reaped the exile. They sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. Hosea chapter 8, verse 7. By inhaling a bunch of lies, we cannot sustain the exuberance of truth. Idolatry is sin against God's love manifested in our indifference, ingratitude, lukewarmness, spiritual sloth, and hatred of God. Catechism 2094. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land. The first commandment forbids honoring gods other than the one Lord who has revealed himself to his people. Catechism number 2110. Those who suffer from the spiritual disorder of idolatry have the difficulty in adoration, prayer, and sacrifice. What we are afraid of, we are not ready to give up. Quote, "For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing." Romans chapter 7, verse 19. What are the idols we trust more than God in our life? Are we trusting in sci-fi stories, science, technology, and bunch of ideologies more than God? Responsorial Psalm claims, "The house of Israel trust in the Lord." Psalm 115, verse 9. In the Gospel, we encounter Jesus who sows the seeds of healing and hope even when his work was severely criticized. Jesus cured the person who cannot speak. The ordinary people praised the ministry of Jesus while the educated leaders pounced upon him. One group witnessed the presence of God and the other noticed the presence of Satan in his healing. Quote, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap what you sow." Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Condemnations cannot crush the spirit of compassion. Much time and resources for condemnation than compassion in and around us. Our good works can be regarded with the spectacles of God or Satan. All of us are gifted with something for the building and welfare of the common good. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Matthew chapter 9, verse 38. There are limitless ministries, but the ministers are so limited. Never give in to criticism. People who criticize the work of others do not come forward to extend a helping hand to make it better. The one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Let us continue to sow compassion with commitment, charity with purity, faith with hope, peace with justice, so as to be the instruments of God's love to all people around. It is time to be reminded with the words of St. Francis of Assisi, Let us begin again, for up until now we have done little or nothing. May God help us to sow seeds of love all through the days of our life. God bless you.